Hi, it's me, Tiwa Ogunlesi. I'm a life coach, founder of Confident and Killing It, and you're listening to the Confident and Killing It podcast. This show is about waking you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more fear and insecurities getting in the way. It's time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of Confident and Killing It. Today, I'm going to be talking about making a change in your life and how to know when the right time to make a change is. But before I get into that, I just want to give a shout out to Kate G. She sent me a really lovely message after listening to last week's episode, and I just want to read it out to you guys. So she says, "Hi, Tiwa. Just wanted to say I listened to the podcast today and I felt so inspired after. I spent my lunchtime thinking about how I define success and wrote it down in my journal. I also thought about what you said about growth, and I have done a growth wall. Plan to do it every week. I'm a visual person, so seeing it visually really helps. Thank you so much." Amazing. And I love how Kate listened to the podcast and she did something about it. And that is exactly what I'm always talking about when it comes to being intentional about building your confidence and your personal growth. Confidence is not something that just lands on your lap ready to give you a hug. No, confidence is something you have to work for and be proactive about. So I love that Kate has done a growth wall, and I hope this message inspires you, right? Don't just listen to everything I share on this podcast and just, you know, close the page and that's the end. No, do something about it. Take action, even though it's just a baby step, like creating a growth wall or creating a vision board or beginning to journal. Be intentional. Every single day you can ask yourself, what did I do to work on my confidence today? And that is how you begin to build your confidence, because confidence is a practice. Okay, so yeah, I hope that inspires you. And we are going to get into today's episode, which is about how do you know when you should make a change in your life? What are the signs that life begins to show you when it's time to make a change? There's a lot going on in the world right now, and you know, people might be feeling a bit stuck, feeling a bit burnt out, not really sure where to go, what decisions to make. Like, the future seems really uncertain right now. And that's normal. That is okay. It's all part of life and all part of the process. This month, I've been talking a lot about the power of choice that we have. The power of choice to either make decisions that move our life forward and we move closer to the goals that we have, or decisions we make that really hold us back and keep us stuck where we are. So today I'm going to be exploring the five signs to let you know that you need to make a change in your life. For me, talking from personal experience, a big change that I've made, obviously, is deciding to quit my full-time job to run Confident and Killing It. Now, I used to work for a female empowerment NGO, and I worked in a couple of roles: content creation, project management, partnerships management. And I really enjoyed it because the job was really aligned to my values and my strengths and all the things that I care about. So I was working with a digital brand that created content to empower young women to make better choices, to learn about their bodies, learn how to make money, and a whole bunch of different things. Initially, I really, really loved working there, and I loved the job and I loved the work. The people were absolutely amazing. But with everything in life, there comes a time where change is necessary. The first sign that I started to see that showed me that I needed to make a change was I was beginning to lose my sense of purpose and feel a bit stuck. You know, when I would wake up in the morning, in the past, I would be super energized and ready to just get on with the day and get to work. But every morning when I was waking up, I was like, is this it? Is this my life? Do I really have to go? I just felt such a resistance to going into work. So the first sign to look out for when you know it's time to make a change is to think of, do you have a sense of purpose and clarity? Do you know why you are doing something? Is why you are doing it aligned to your values? Do you feel like you are doing it for a bigger purpose than yourself? Feeling stuck is not great. If you feel stuck in life, it's really a time for you to pause, relook at what's going on, and do a bit of reflection. At the end of the day, you've got to remember that your life is your responsibility. So if you feel stuck, that's a big sign that you need to make a change in life. And to make a change starts with making small choices, making baby steps to move one step closer to the life you actually know you want to live. But to start taking steps, you actually have to articulate and identify what that picture looks like. What is the life that you want to be living? Do you actually know? Or are you just kind of going along on autopilot and just sailing through life? You actually have to articulate the life that you want so you can start taking steps towards it. And if you don't know what life you want, experiment, explore, try different things, and then you will begin to see what suits you best. The second sign that you need to make a change in life is if your mood is constantly flat, or you know, you're feeling a bit depressed, or life feels a bit unsatisfying right now. At my full-time job last December, I would have moments when I was in the office and I would just want to burst into tears. No reason, no one said anything to me, no one did anything to me, I didn't get any annoying emails. I just had this overwhelming need to just burst into tears every time I was in the office. I started having panic attacks. I couldn't breathe sometimes. I needed to go on like a walk just because the environment was getting very claustrophobic. Like I felt like the walls were like moving in on me slowly, and I just felt very restricted in that space. My energy levels were also really low at the time. My body felt heavy. I felt numb, like I just didn't feel any emotion whatsoever towards work, towards people. And burnout was real. It was really real. And you know, you cannot give on an empty cup. So if you feel burnt out, if your mood feels low, if your energy feels low and you just feel a bit numb in life and you're just kind of coasting through, each day is just like, oh, let me just get through today. Let me just get through today. Please don't settle for that. That's a sign that you need to make a change in life because you deserve to feel vitalized. I'm not saying feel happy clappy all the time, but you deserve to have some energy in you. If you feel like there's something missing in your life right now, that you're feeling a bit sad and down, pay attention to that energy. Pay attention to the environments that make you feel depressed when you're in them or make you feel down and sad compared to the things that energize you and give you life. So I want you to take like a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, write all the things you love the most in life on one side. And then on the other side, I want you to write how much time you spend doing those things. I was going into an office and spending 8 hours a day doing work that I no longer loved. And the work that I was doing with Confident and Killing It that I really loved, I could only spend 2 hours here and there, 4 hours on the weekend, that sort of thing. So if you're not feeling fulfilled in life, it means there's a value that you have that you are not honoring. For me, the value was entrepreneurship. The value was that free spirit, adventure, independence that comes with entrepreneurship. And I wasn't honoring that value. And work just became so repetitive that I was like, I needed some adventure. I needed a challenge. I needed some change. So like I said, write down all the things you love doing and then write down how much time you spend doing those things and look at, pay attention to the tasks that drain your energy and make you feel sad and down, even the people who drain your energy or the environments that drain your energy, and look at the things that give you energy and uplift you and encourage you, or the people and environments that do the same. And when you've identified those things, be intentional about doing more of it. Be intentional about surrounding yourself with positive people that lift you up rather than the ones that make you feel down or in a sad state. Remember the power of choice. Nothing changes if nothing changes. it's important to feel your negative emotions. It's important to feel sadness, you know, to feel a bit like there is something missing in your life. It's important to feel those things. But the key is not to get stuck in those emotions. And the only way you won't get stuck in having a very flat mood is to start taking baby steps and make better choices to do more of the things that energize you rather than doing the things that drain you. The third sign that you need to make a change is if you have very low self-esteem. So if you find yourself putting yourself down a lot, feeling fearful about the future, being really negative towards yourself, then it's probably time to make a change. Being in a job that you hate will affect your confidence because every time you show up, you're thinking, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I'm not good enough to be here. I'm not good at what I do. And that negativity begins to seep into other areas of your life. So I would go into work every day and just be like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And it started to show in my energy levels. It started to show in my productivity levels. I would procrastinate on stuff. And I just had this not bothered attitude. So if you have that, like, you know, low self-esteem, can't be bothered to do things, you're procrastinating a lot, then you really need to consider making a change in your life. Procrastination comes from negative thoughts. And this is what I'm going to be discussing in the masterclass for this month, which is Find Your Flow. What is behind procrastination? Your thoughts lead to your feelings, and your feelings lead to the actions that you take or you don't take. So if there's something you are procrastinating on, it is most likely because you have low self-esteem or you have really negative thoughts in that area. So for example, you might be thinking, oh, I'm not good at this, or it's going to take so long, or what if I fail? What if people laugh at me? And then you start thinking all of these things about the task. You feel anxious, you feel nervous, you have low self-esteem. And then what happens? You don't take action and you stay stuck. Having low self-esteem will make you feel stuck in life because it does not give you the confidence that you need to make progressive action. You know, we are always evolving as human beings. Change is inevitable. We always have to evolve and change. And the people who don't get left behind. And that's a harsh reality. You know, I know we all have dreams of living such incredible lives. But if you feel like you are not worthy of living such a life, then you need to make a change in the way you think. You need to make a change in your belief system. You thinking you are not worthy of your dreams or you are not worthy of good things is sabotaging. And if you keep believing that, you're going to stay stuck in life. Instead, I want to encourage you to believe that you are worthy and you do have what it takes. Because why not? Why not? And if you look at your strengths, if you look at your interests and align the two things together, you will see that you do have what it takes to make your dreams a reality. Even right now, I must say, I'm struggling to record this episode. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's the heat in this room. I don't know. But my negative thoughts are really on overdrive right now. I've been really, really busy this month. And creating podcasts is actually a lot of work. Having to consistently put out an episode every single week and think of what to say. It's a lot of work. And my negative thoughts right now are just like, this is a pointless episode. No one needs to hear about this. You need to stop making this episode and just don't bother putting it out. But as I am speaking to you right now, that is what is going on in my head. But I'm deciding that I'm not going to listen to that. And I'm deciding that that is not going to be my reality. And I'm deciding that there will be something in here for someone. Even if no one gets anything out of this episode, I'm not perfect. Okay? So this can go down as one little shitty episode if it has to, because I'm not perfect and I'm not going to pretend like I'm perfect. It is what it is. So I probably need to make some sort of change. I need to make a mindset shift right now and shake off all this negative energy because I'm staying committed to this. Whew, okay.
It's fine.
I can do this. The fourth sign that you need to make a change in your life is if you tend to compare yourself a lot to other people, or if you tend to feel resentment or jealousy when you see other people doing things, especially if you see people doing what you want to be doing and you feel jealous or resentful, then that's a sign that you need to make a change, because there is something in you that wants to be doing something. And when you see other people with the bravery and the courage to do it, but you aren't doing it yet, and you start feeling resentful, then you know you're not in the right lane for you. Confident people lift others up. Confident people know that there is enough room for everyone to thrive. If you are constantly comparing yourself to other people, looking at all the people who are ahead of you in life and wanting to be where they are, feeling resentful that your life isn't where you thought it would be, comparison is not going to help you. It's time to make a change. And how do you make a change when it comes to comparison and feeling resentful against other people? The first thing is gratitude. You have to be grateful for what you already have. You have to look back and see how far you've come and be proud of yourself for the progress that you have made. Comparison will always make you feel like you're failing in life. It will always make you feel like you're losing because everybody else is ahead of you. Everybody else is doing amazing things and you aren't. Is that true? Is that really, really true? I don't think it is. Don't get trapped by comparison. Thinking, oh, other people have it so easy, you can never have that. So you give up in life and you stop working towards what you already have. Another thing is, you know, thinking, oh, everybody's already done it, so there's no point in you doing it, right? Like, imagine if Rihanna never started Fenty Beauty because she thought, oh, there's so many makeup brands out there, there's no point in me starting one. Now Fenty Beauty is a multi-million dollar business. If you are comparing yourself to other people, or you're disqualifying yourself from taking action and making a change because you think there's no room for you, I want to challenge you on that. And instead, I want you to believe that there is room for you to thrive. You don't have to have it all figured out to take a step. Stop overthinking things. A lot of us go into the future and imagine all the worst possible outcomes. Instead, focus on what is true for you right now. Instead of going into the future to think of all the things that could go wrong, which haven't even happened yet, focus on what is true in the moment. Yes, somebody might be ahead of you. Yes, you know, you might start a business and it might fail. But what is true in this moment about who you are? What are your strengths? What are your unique gifts and talents? Focus on the truth about who you are. The fifth sign that you need to make a change is if you are self-soothing in unhealthy ways. Okay, so I know sometimes we all need a glass of wine to just relax after a long day. But if you are excessively depending on alcohol and drugs and even food to help you relax or escape from your current reality, then that's a sign there's something in your life that you need to make a change. If you are trying to escape from your current reality, and I used to use food a lot to escape, food and alcohol, those are my two things that I used to use to escape. So I would just eat something to just make me feel better and put me in a good mood, but then it doesn't last long, right? It's just a small 2 hours of happiness after a nice piece of cake, and then boom, reality hits you again. And then you need another one and another one to keep going. So every time I would go to work, I would go get a cookie. And I used to work in Soho, so I was surrounded by food places, you know, and I would rely on food to make me feel better. But that is not healthy and that is not sustainable. Feeling your emotions is important. Sitting with yourself and actually understanding what are you trying to escape? What are you running away from is important, because relying on all these excessive substances is actually sabotaging. Take a moment to reflect. If you're trying to escape something, and if alcohol or food or drugs helps you escape, you've got to ask yourself, like, what is it you are running away from? What reality do you have to face? And what change do you need to make so that you put yourself in an environment that is thriving and not one where you are constantly dreaming of escaping? If you constantly need to escape, that's a sign that you need to make some sort of change. So all of these things I've mentioned, if you stay living in these states, they will begin to take a toll on your physical health and your mental health. So just a quick recap on 5 signs to look out for that will tell you you need to make a change in your life. 1, you have lost your sense of purpose. You feel stuck, like there's no clarity. 2, your mood is flat, your energy is low, and life feels quite unfulfilling and unsatisfying. 3, you've got low self-esteem where you're constantly doubting yourself. 4, you're comparing your journey to other people. And 5, you're self-soothing in unhealthy ways and need to escape your current reality. All of this was happening to me last year, December. And so the day I even quit my job, I didn't even know I was going to quit that day. I was at work. It was a Friday. It was raining outside. And I literally just burst into tears at my desk. And I had to run to the bathroom quickly so no one would really realize what was going on. And in that very moment, I knew this was the end, because I was not that sort of person. So you've also got to look out when you are acting out of character. I'm not the kind of person who just randomly cries. So I literally just picked up the phone because my manager lived in New York, and I just called him and I just said, I'm really sorry, but I have to leave. I can no longer be here. Taking that step was scary. But what is on the other side of fear is so much freedom. Quitting my job to run Confident and Killing It full time was the best decision. When I made that change, all the anxiety, the not having any energy, the low self-esteem, the sense of not having any sense of purpose, all of that left because I was now doing what I most loved to do in life. So I know change is scary, but on the other side of that fear is freedom, is laughter, is joy, is enjoyment. You never know where your life is going to take you. You never know. Change is inevitable. So instead of waiting till you hit rock bottom, start noticing some of these signs earlier on and bet on yourself. You will never lose when you bet on yourself. If you need to make a change in life because one of these things is really big in your life, make the change. What do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. So I hope this episode inspires you to take action. Seeing all the things that happened to me that made me realize it was time to quit my job. And when I quit my job, I had no business plan. I had no clients lined up. I just knew that I would figure it out, but I could just no longer be in this space. So you don't need to have all your next steps figured out before you make a change in life. A lot of us get stuck in step 1 because we're trying to figure out steps 3, 4, and 5 before we want to go to step 2. Life doesn't work like that. You never see the whole road, but the more you drive, the more the road becomes clear. So don't be afraid to make a change because you don't know what's going to happen next. Instead of thinking, what if everything goes wrong? What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? Why don't you believe in the opportunity, in the positive possibilities that is your life? You can never lose when you bet on yourself. So if there's a change you need to make in your life, I hope this episode encourages you to be brave enough and to take that step. You would not be listening to this podcast episode right now if I had decided to stay in my job because I was too afraid to make a change. Amazing things happen when you use the power of choice you have to take baby steps and move closer to the life that you want to be living. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe, to follow, rate and leave a review, and also take a screenshot and share it on Instagram and tag me at Tiwalola and at Confident and Killing It so I can know how you found it. I was so close to deleting this episode and not posting anything this week, but I didn't. I persevered and I got through it. So I hope there's something in there that has helped you. Thank you so much for listening, for all your love and all your support. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.